So this is your second studio album. What did you think you learned from the first process? You played with a lot of great musicians on that album. Like, where do you think you are now after that first album?
Well, the first album was definitely a really good experience. It just kind of gave me a really good understanding of the process, you know, of coming to the studio with songs that are rehearsed, and some things you kind of got to work out on the spot, you know. It's always a little different, you know. I was recording in a studio where I had studio time, and I also was recording on my own. So, you know, I've been doing sound for film for about 8 years, so I started to, you know, get better at what I do. The first album, there was just a lot of groundwork to do, and I really understood the massive responsibility of an artist, not only to make music, but if you want to, you know, make recordings and do other things with it, there's just a lot of stuff to learn. With this next album, I felt more confident, you know, with the production and mixing process, and I decided to just produce the album myself and mix it myself. So it's definitely an indie project in the sense that it's just, I'm the guy that made it happen. it's just a lot of work to do, but it's also a very enjoyable process. You know, I really enjoy the recording process beyond the writing process. And so this has been a lot of fun for me. You try to kind of limit the amount of bouncing back and forth in one day between tracks. That's one of the things, though, you know, you don't want to scramble the brain, but It was, you know, it was a great experience. I purchased a, you know, some used equipment, purchased a, like a hollow body Gretsch and a Wurlitzer, and bought a nice tube mic and a nice recording preamp. And I recorded the whole thing mono. Everything was tracked mono, except the exception of the drums. Drums had a kick mic. But other than that, everything was recorded mono. And, you know, I wanted to kind of embrace the production style. You know, I figured I had a good idea of how I could get things in a certain place and get it sounding good without having the, you know, luxury of having so many channels at once of recording. So, yeah, you know, what I came up with was, you know, the way I like old recordings, you know, the old pan, everything's panned a certain way, you know. So I really wanted to just stick to that. So I really wanted to come up with a cohesive sound. So I thought that if I could record instruments within all the songs and I recorded them all a similar way, I could come up with a cohesive sound, even if I was just tracking it and not playing the whole thing live with the full band.